Hello everyone, it's Gabriel. I am recording this on Saturday, April 26, 2025, and I'm thinking I might publish this on Monday, just to give me some time to clean it up a bit. And things have been going decently all right. I actually regret not spending more time writing out my thoughts when it comes to how things have been going this month, because things have been incredibly difficult, especially at the start of April, and now near the end, at least as far as the numbers are concerned, I am not on track to lose more weight April than March, which, all things considered, while disappointing, is not entirely unexpected. The truth is, this last month has been a huge challenge when it comes to stress management. A lot of things unrelated to weight loss have been really getting me down lately, and it was kind of hard to rekindle my motivation, not because I was wanting to give up or anything, but just more like I noticed the same drive that I had, at least at the beginning of this process, wasn't there anymore. And that's something I had kind of been chewing on, but also kind of feeling bad about. I'm like, what's happened? What's wrong with me? Why am I like this? And so those who've tuned into my earlier blog posts and recordings will know that at the start of this month, I was struggling with a pretty high level of pain that I basically wasn't able to deal with anymore. And so the problem was, I knew I probably should have cut back on maybe some of the things I was trying, because honestly, this entire way, I was like, I can take on more, because when you're just starting out, you're kind of like unable to do, you know, things you want to try or progress. And so it's like those baby steps start piling up, and then you start having more capacity to do things. So for instance, walking is easier. I'm able to take on more exercises. But what I think ended up happening is, as I was able to do more, it really just highlighted how much I still can't do. I was getting greedy, so to speak. I wanted to be able to do everything I used to be able to do. I was very honestly upset and pretty despondent about the whole thing. And so, unfortunately, I was kind of asking myself, why was I okay with it at the start of the process? Whereas, like, why for like at least the last month or so? Why am I so miserable? Why am I really like hating every moment of this? And like I've said before, you know, this whole weight loss process is not particularly fun. It's not something I would recommend it for health reasons, but I would not recommend it as like a fun thing to do if you don't need to. I mean, if you don't need to and then you're trying, that's a whole other issue. But I'm saying, in the complete abstract sense, it's not a situation I would say is particularly fun. But there are rewarding aspects to it. And at least at the start, it was easier for me to lean into, wow, I'm really, you know, hitting the ground running, I'm really trying. And so, like, what changed? And part of it is that since, like, the end of winter, which winter was pretty hard on me in general, I don't do very well with less sunlight, I guess. But a big part of it was that I knew, because winter was cold, I could only stand the cold for so long, so I could only be outside for so long. So I was really, you know, kind of anticipating that, oh, once spring is here, I can really launch and get going. And so, I don't know, this last April was a bit of a rocky start because I did have that pain. I think I did push myself, at least in some ways, harder than I should. And it's hard to find that balance. It's hard to know where I should be, because unfortunately, I've lost a lot of weight, actually. On my personal training session on Friday, I actually was lifting up 150 pounds off the ground, and that's about what I've lost now. And it's like, it was funny because he asked me to hold on to it for 10 seconds. And in those 10 seconds, I was realizing, wow, this is a whole lot of weight. You know, it's like really putting it into perspective, I guess. But the other part of it too was just realizing my grip starting to like want to give out. Holding on to this is hard. You know, the first thing I said after I finished that was like, oh, no wonder it was so hard to stand up. And in a sense, that's part of why I've been so down and frustrated lately, because I'm like, well, if I'm that much better than I was before, why can't I be a functional human being right now? Like, why shouldn't I be basically fixed? And I hate to say it, but I think the root of my problem is that because I am still well over 400, I'm still significantly obese. Just because I'm in better shape than when I started this process, that doesn't mean I'm now able to move a 400-pound body in all the ways I would like to. And so that was really the thing getting me down. And so when it comes to managing expectations, it's kind of hard because I think my own mindset in general, I really struggle with moderation, which I mean, yeah, 400-pound guy says he struggles with moderation. I'm sure that's a huge shock to people, but the thing is, when I think about how I've gone through these situations, I realize my first impulse is to always throw the kitchen sink at everything. So for instance, something's particularly important, and hey, it's good because it allows me to make something the ultimate priority, but the problem is that it's how do you make that sustainable? And honestly, it's a hard balancing act because I'm realizing I could only learn my limits by hitting them at some point. So it's good, but at the same time, my limits are still a moving target. As I get stronger, as I get more capable, there's more things I can do. So I very often know I should push harder than, let's just say, I feel like in the moment. But on the other hand, there's the other side of that, where you have to have reasonable expectations. And I guess the challenge I have is I always struggle with putting together reasonable expectations for the situation I'm in. And for instance, a related aspect of all this is that over, I'll say the last month, as I've been feeling particularly bad, but even a little bit before that, I've noticed my body image, self image, whatever, is kind of oscillating wildly. There are some days where, you know, for instance, I'm spending a lot of time walking, swimming, going to the gym or whatever, and I feel fantastic, even just in a body image sense. I may still feel bad that day. For other reasons, I feel like, yeah, I'm ready, I'm capable, I'm getting stronger, I'm doing things, which is good, but then on the other side, sometimes even within the same day or the same couple of days, I'll quickly shift to feeling like, wow, I don't even know if I've made any difference at all. And to be honest, I was stuck there for quite a long time. It was very difficult for me to start seeing changes until really honestly the first 120 pounds down, because I honestly would downplay it and wouldn't like notice it, and I wouldn't feel it in things I was doing that much. It's noticeable in the sense I'm like, yeah, going up the stairs is easier. Yeah, walking for an hour is no longer a challenge. But in some ways, it's because everything is still hard. Like, I'm still a 400-pound guy trying to do all these different things, and that's the part I struggle with. I struggle with the fact that I'm like, well, I guess I should be done after all this work or after all this change, which is definitely not a reasonable expectation, but it's been quite difficult, definitely emotionally and definitely physically as well. And the thing is when it comes to all this, I'm learning that part of my emotional side to all this is that while I have improved emotional eating, I have certainly not solved stress management in my life. For instance, at the start of this month, I decided to try something new. I decided to start practicing drawing every day, or basically every day, because I know I missed a couple. And honestly, the whole idea behind it was to get good at practice. You know, I just wanted a low stimulation activity to kind of decompress, but also something I could see myself improve at over time. And I can say now that I've been a couple of weeks into the whole drawing, which no, I'm not gonna be sharing those on my website right away, maybe at the end of month two, I can do a couple of drawings. But the thing is that it's something that I'm already noticing very minor improvements at. And it's funny because it really highlighted my problem when it comes to why I was feeling demotivated. Because when I'm drawing, there's kind of two mindsets you can have when doing this. It's like, oh, this is just for practice, so we'll see where it ends up. Or it's like, no, this needs to be perfect, so I need to agonize over every single line. I need to constantly erase things and do it over again. And the truth of the matter is, both are perfectly valid ways to go about it. But the thing is that I'm noticing that, like, because this is supposed to be a de-stress activity, I can't be so attached to the results. Because I was kind of noticing I was falling into the trap. I'm like, why is drawing stressing me out all of a sudden? What's going on here? Because I'm doing this to relax. What's the difference? And I think that's part of the problem I'm having with exercise right now, is I'm trying right now to go on a walk, and I'm trying to really do as much as I can, but I have to remind myself that I'm not doing this just for its own sake, although that is very good in many ways. I'm trying to do this to feel better, and so I need to keep that in mind. And it reminds me of Sumi Singh's book, How to Become a Mentally Tough Mother Effer, where she talks about how not only do you need short-term goals, but you need a larger goal that's like bigger and honestly kind of loftier that those goals build into. Because the idea is, so for instance, Gabriel's interested in becoming stronger and more mobile. Well, why do I want that? What is the motivating reason behind that? And for me, a big part of it is that I am honestly so sick and tired of feeling incapable, of feeling weak and powerless in so many different ways. And so this is one way in which I can try to improve that. And so the thing is, when I, you know, say go to the pool, and for instance, last week was pretty good. I went to the pool twice and I swam for 30 minutes straight each time, which my record is 45, but again, trying to really learn and trying to really improve on the moderation front. The point is, I really want to maintain that, you know, hour of swimming a week for a couple of weeks instead of trying to, say, push for an hour. I mean, some people would warn about repetitive strain injury, but I mean, I think people swim for an hour doing laps without issues, so I don't know how far I can push that. But the idea really is to try to make sure I can consistently hold on to that standard, rather than doing what I was doing before, where I'm like, oh, every metric I can think of, I'm gonna try to beat the last one and, you know, see what happens. And hey, that was a great way of learning all the things, you know, where I was at and how I was progressing. But I'm also kind of realizing you can't maximize everything all at once, or at least if you do, you need to at least get better sleep than I was. And that was kind of part of the problem. I kind of messed up and started having caffeine regularly. And again, it's like, caffeine itself probably isn't the worst thing in the world in general, but I don't handle it well. Moderation isn't something I really have under my belt. You know, I'll have some diet soda here and then the next day, and then, you know, having it regularly, and then it starts interfering with sleep. And suddenly that sleep schedule I fought so hard to get onto is now completely derailed. And I'm in this kind of endless cycle of feeling miserable, having caffeine to feel better, and not being able to like break that loop. And so that was kind of in the background of what made this last month very, very challenging. The good news is I can say I've now been caffeine free for at least 2 weeks now. It was really the start of the month where that was the issue. But I don't know, it's clear I can't handle caffeine as a tool or as a problem or however we want to see this. It is not helpful to my journey. I mean, on some levels it feels very helpful. One of the things I noticed when I got off the caffeine, because it is an appetite suppressant, I certainly noticed it was harder to do the portion control. It was harder to be responsible with food. And I think that is a big part of the reason why this month was not as successful as the last, which does bother me, which does worry me a bit. I'm like, well, that puts this ambitious target of 200 down this year in jeopardy. But I'm optimistic that I really can double down and do better in May. Because at least if nothing else, the weather in May is gonna be a whole lot better. And I have the tools to solve this problem. Weight loss is something I can make happen faster if I decide to prioritize that. Which I guess is kind of the weird part about where I'm at now, where I've got time, very little resources, but time is my major asset at the moment. And so there's kind of this question of how do I convert time into extra weight loss? And that was basically what I was doing for the last couple of months, is like, I'm gonna put more time into exercising or meal prepping or whatever I'm trying to do. And now I'm kind of at this point where I'm like, well, clearly at a certain point, some of that was too much. It was interfering with my ability to do, well, anything else. And I don't know, I certainly don't want to go at a glacial pace. You know, for instance, I'll be at least 11 pounds down by the end of this month. And to be honest, that's not enough for me, at least at this size. If I was, you know, in the mid 300s, maybe that is a good target to hit. I don't know. But for the moment, I'm like, no, I know I could have done better. And so I'm really optimistic for at least May being around the 20 pounds lost. I'm not going to like say every month this year has to be better than the previous. But I do want the summer months to be substantially high. I'm pretty sure I can lose 30 pounds in a month in the summer months. And that is the target. So what's made this all weird is that, like, honestly, all winter I was frustrated. I'm like, oh, I need to do as well as I can to like really push hard for the spring. And now that the spring is here and I'm like, oh no, I kind of derailed my momentum fundamentally. And so the thing that I've kind of really learned about all this is that there's a lot of smaller things that are needed to keep momentum high. And a big part of it is making sure you're resting appropriately, if nothing else, because I've always had problems with adequate sleep. And so this is really just the latest iteration of it. But I will say I'm very grateful in the sense that as bad as things get, I'm certainly not in too much danger of reversing course, at least at the moment. Because yeah, things are stressful, things are harder now than when they started out for a variety of reasons. But the good news is that I now have a pretty decent tool for keeping myself accountable. For instance, I was making some suboptimal food decisions lately. I was kind of making, you know, larger portions than I probably should. And part of this had to do with feeling so much hungrier and like trying to negotiate with myself. But the thing is thankfully, because I weigh every day or about every day, I have this 2-week rolling average. And this 2-week rolling average is a great indicator for me because in theory, as long as I am below that 2-week average, that means I'm improving. And so when I hit it, which I did the other day, which is why I haven't really gone down below into the 410s, I'm still at about 420 at the moment. At least that's an indicator to me. No, Gabriel, it's time to lock in. It's time to really reverse course. And it was kind of nice because what I did is I looked at my spreadsheet when I was entering these things and looking at the chart. And it was apparent to me that I have actually hit this point before. I have actually had this problem where things got a little messy. I messed up, you know, maybe for a week or so, but then I was able to reverse course and keep going. And so here I am again, trying to make the same thing happen. And there's not a whole lot of guesswork. There's not, like, I know what I need to do. I know how to make this all happen. And so that's what's making me feel honestly kind of good about where I'm at now, is that even though things haven't gone swimmingly lately, a great deal of my problems are more about, well, I can do it again. And so I can execute, I can push forward. And like one of the big stressors for this month was the fact that the tax deadline is this month. And like, I was kind of dreading doing taxes this year for a couple of reasons. The gist of it is that when you work independently, a lot of things that are deducted from your paycheck are actually owed. So like, I'm basically out of money once I pay it is basically the issue. I'm still relying on my other half. So like, it's not a crisis or anything, but I was kind of worried about what the number would be. And it was one of those things that it's like, it was stressing me out so I'd avoid it, but I was stressed out because I was avoiding it. And so it was kind of this toxic trap. And so anyways, the good news is I've done it. I did the taxes, I submitted everything. Everything's basically taken care of. I'm glad to have that off my shoulders, but the big difficult part about my journey at the moment is that I still, I guess, need a lot of support to continue this journey. So I'm leaning on my other half, let's just say a lot more than I would like, especially moving forward. And that's why this date was so particularly worrisome for me, is because I knew that from this point forward, I would feel, and this is all very relative and weird, but like I would feel like more of a burden than I was already. And I have to be very careful about that. I mean, it's very hard to deal with, honestly, but the light at the end of the tunnel here is that I am really looking forward to being more physically able, and that may help me solve many of the problems that are currently going on in my life at the moment. But yeah, that's really just where I'm at. Is it's been quite difficult emotionally and physically, and I've kind of rebounded. I'm now really getting back into it. I mean, there's a reason why I'm recording this right now. I'm actually walking in the rain, and normally I avoid rain, but I don't know. This is one of those, it's like, I gotta do some penance for how things went this month, so I'm on this walk regardless, but this journey really is difficult. You know, I was talking to my other half about this, and she's like, oh, you're just at the midpoint. You know, everything's exciting when it starts out, but now that you're at the midpoint, you kind of have to, like, keep pushing. And to be honest, this was a little unexpected to me. Honestly, like, when I started feeling like I knew what I was doing, that I had control over this process, I kind of assumed it would be smooth sailing from there. And the truth is, it's really not. And I think a big part of it is that, like, now that I'm no longer 570 pounds, it's a lot easier to do things, so I'm not burning as many calories doing the same sets of things. And so there is a real need to push harder, to do take on more demanding effort. But at the same time, it's like, it's very hard to have reasonable expectations when, I've got to be honest, I'm pretty ignorant about what are the reasonable limits to these things. But a big part of it was when I wrote that blog post in the past about being sore and kind of taking a break. I took that break, and then I'm like, why don't I feel better? And, like, that was really the beginning of me working through these emotional questions of, like, what's motivating me? Why do I feel so bad? Why am I talking badly about myself again? And a lot of it boiled down to the fact that I wasn't really aware what my issues really were this last month, as far as what was really holding me back physically, mentally, emotionally, the whole shebang. What really helped me get back on track was spending some time not just to relax, but also to recalibrate my expectations. Reminding myself that, yeah, I'm still at a pretty difficult juncture. I'm still 400 pounds. Just because I'm no longer 500 pounds, that doesn't mean that everything is magically solved. And then part of this is figuring out where are the ways I am going to give myself permission to slack on. For instance, one of the things I was a little frustrated about is that as I was pushing harder to exercise more and fill out my schedule doing all these things, I'm like, well, why can't I do more Liber Solutions articles, my digital freedom passion project? Why aren't I even recently doing as many updates like this? And to be honest, a big part of it was that I've been feeling miserable about things, including but not just about weight loss. Part of it is that for my own mental sanity, I've kind of been, like, ignoring a lot of the events of the outside world lately because, yeah, I mean, knowing what I know, it's pretty scary. I mean, depending on where you choose to look at all this. And, oh, speaking of things that are scary, I actually had a pretty serious blow earlier this month because some of you may be aware, some of you may not, but the notorious online image board known as 4chan was actually hacked and brought down. And so this was actually a substantial problem for me because I really liked its fitness board. There's a community on there for, well, overall health and fitness, but specifically there's a recurring thread there of for people losing weight. Now, what I really appreciated about this is it's people talking about the weight loss process, but it's anonymous. You know, I don't need to, I don't need to share, like, everything. You know, it was kind of like one of the earliest places I would reach out to kind of, like, get answers to questions. I don't know, I wouldn't really want to ask particular places. What I like about Fit on 4chan, but honestly some of the broader culture generally, is that I think online anonymity, despite everybody saying it makes people assholes, which is funny because most of the people complaining about it are complaining about it on sites that aren't anonymous. Twitter, Reddit, Tumblr, all these other sites, they're not actually anonymous. You have a name, you're following, you know, their profile, you know, whatever. But anyway, what I like about anonymity is that, like, for someone like me who's dealing with an issue that most people don't like to publicly broadcast, it's nice to have a place where you can kind of just ask simple questions, share, you know, stories and updates without it honestly going back to your entire life. And so one of the things that community was doing is they had the fatty contest. The fatty contest is every Saturday or once a week. You submit your weigh-in, And then they rank people based off how much weight they've lost over like an 8-week leg. And that's pretty cool. And so honestly, when 4chan went down, I was completely and totally devastated about how this basically small community that I had been participating in during my weight loss journey basically disappeared overnight. And I realized there actually aren't many places nowadays that I can think of that fit that same criteria of, well, an anonymous space where people are willing to be more blunt, direct, maybe a little bit edgy, that actually talks about improving things. And so, I don't know, it definitely gave me a lot to think about how I think it would be good for certain support networks to exist on the internet. And there probably does need to be more anonymous spaces online, but the truth of the matter is, it is a logistically difficult thing to provide for people simply because I'm convinced the environment for hosting online communities is only getting worse and worse over time. You know, how many people can sustain their own blogs, much less entire online communities? It's a non-trivial problem. But anyways, not having Fit did actually upset me a little bit. And I'm glad that, oddly enough, it's back, though it really shouldn't be. If you look into Mental Outlaw's video about what went wrong, it's clear they have not had the time to fix all the issues with the site that led to it getting hacked. So it may just be a matter of time before it goes down again. So who knows where it is, but I'm glad at least for the moment the fatty contest is back. I am eager to continue participating, and I'm really looking forward to future weeks, because even though I have my own weight loss chart, it's kind of nice to be on this specific contest chart and make my mark. It's like, yes, this is my participation. This is me trying to do what I can. And I don't know. I'm definitely gonna miss it if 4chan goes down again, and maybe the community will migrate somewhere else. But like, most people would probably say, oh, why don't you do this on Discord? Because it's like, well, Discord isn't anonymous, number one. Not even a little bit. But it does kind of remind me of why I kind of care about a lot of my internet freedom stances, because it is a genuine shame that there aren't more of these spaces for people who can benefit from them, honestly. And that's a way more complicated thing to get into these days, but that's basically how I feel about it. You know, it's not a community for everyone, but I do think there can be something for everyone. So I don't know, that's really my update. I've been sore, I've been sad, I've been struggling with progress this particular month, but I am still down. I am still a lower weight than what I began this month at, so that's progress. But I've also feel like I've made a more important form of progress, which is realizing that I can make mistakes and pick myself back up again. Things don't have to go perfectly all the time. It is the long battle that is what's important. And I'm gonna be honest, it's not a fun lesson to learn, because in many ways, you know, you just want everything to go perfectly and it to go, you know, without any hitches, and things just go to plan and they stay going to plan. I can certainly admit it is difficult to have setbacks, and it is difficult to face problems that, like, I'm gonna be honest, you're tired of still having to have. You know, I'm still very frustrated at some of the very basic problems of being big. You know, for instance, I'm noticing my feet can walk closer together now that there's less weight between the legs. And it's like, there's so many small little things like that that you'd be surprised how annoying they are once you start noticing them being in the way of different things. And so it has been quite a challenge, because I really did want to kind of just push as hard as I can and go, go, go this entire way. I'm like, hey, a lot of it was fun. You know, it's like I've said before, that video I posted of me shoveling was some of the most fun I've had this entire time. And honestly, I feel like me swimming for long periods of time is pretty close. I'm in a good groove with that now. Whereas like, when I go to the pool and I'm just swimming for laps effectively, you know, I have my waterproof MP3 player so I can listen to all kinds of soundtracks and music I like while I do it. And it is a nice way for me to get out of my head for a bit, because I certainly need that. And it's funny because that's something I think about when I'm swimming, is it's like, if I'm having a lot of time to worry about things or think about too much, I'm like, well, clearly I don't have the pace as high as it should be. So it really is something that I can accomplish, and I'm optimistic about keeping it up. I'm now 20 pounds away from being below 400. And I'm pretty sure that I haven't been that size since at least before COVID. So it's been quite some time since I've been below 400. And I really am excited to be at that point. Right now I'm 20 pounds away. And honestly, yeah, this month was not the amazing success I had hoped it would be, but I'm still pretty close. It's certainly achievable sometime in May. If I really, if I really push hard and I really make sure to be measured in the proper ways, I'm pretty optimistic about it. And I don't know, it means a lot. Like, for instance, a big victory I had lately was I went to a, you know, local store. It's, think of like smaller than a superstore, bigger than a convenience store, kind of like midway between the two. And they have clothes, but they also have a section for like people who are a little big. And so I have graduated from having to go to a store uniquely for big people versus now there's a place nearby I can go in and go to the big people section and I can finally fit into their 4X clothes. And I'm gonna be honest, it's pretty great. For two reasons. One, because it's great to put something on and it actually fits nicely, because I've been going through clothes like crazy. And some things, it's like, I thought I would have more time with it, honestly, is the funny thing. And I think at least with where I'm at now, I'm going to begin to move sizes as long as I keep the weight loss up. And so it was very nice to pick up some clothes that were on sale that fit really nice. And it just feels good. It really does remind me that real progress has been made. If nothing else, I've gone from 6XL to 4XL, which is at least held in many places. And it makes me feel really good because it has been quite a long time since I was even 2XL. And so if I can just really keep up that momentum, keep pushing and get down to even that, I know I'll be very happy, even though I won't be done. It's just a lot of things will be better by then. I'm really looking forward to biking. I miss my bike substantially, but I'm still quite a ways away from biking. Oddly enough, my twin brother likes to inline skate, and I'm thinking I might want to try getting into the same thing, because it's kind of like what I do with books right now. You know, I read multiple books at the same time so that when I don't feel in the mood for a particular book, I may still read another book. I'm thinking when it comes to developing active hobbies, I can't just focus on one thing. I need to make sure I have a wide variety of active things to do so that when I want to be active, I'm not like, let's just say, bored of the same thing, or maybe there's one constraint or another. But yeah, any thoughts, questions, or commentary is absolutely welcome. But I guess for those of you who are following this, I do have a question, because I am quite a ways away from being a healthy, normal size. And so I'm curious what you guys do to stay active. What are the things that you find really gets your blood pumping and you really enjoy doing? Because, you know, for me, one of the things I'm really looking forward to as I get down in size is I'll have the opportunity to try things I never really got into. Like, I never really got into snowboarding or skateboarding. And those are two things that are definitely on the list of things I want to try. And so really, I'd really love to hear what people are doing, what are things they do to like kind of get better and measure progress at, like how do you know whether, you know, how do you really push forward in whatever that active hobby is? You know, I'm all ears, and honestly, I'm quite curious, because I would genuinely really appreciate having more options to consider as I get down in size, because one of the things I know out of all of this is that once I, you know, this is over and done with, and I've reached my target weight, I will certainly want to have a very active lifestyle. And I know a lot of people say that's really hard these days. You know, if I didn't have all the time I have now, I certainly would understand why it's easy to, you know, fall on the back burner. And so really that's the question. What do you do to stay active? What do you really enjoy? How does it reinvigorate you? What gives you that satisfaction? What are the improvements you like to work on? But also, like, what are the cool places for information about it? Say you're like a really cool skateboarder dude, you know, where do you go to learn to skateboard? Where are people talking about skateboarding? Those are all the things I'm very curious about these days, in general, for many things, because it's a world I'm not really well in tune with. So I would definitely appreciate any tips or thoughts or ideas in that vein, because yeah, it's a totally new world to me, and it will still be a little distant for now, but I'm really looking forward to trying out new things once I'm a decent weight. So thank you for listening. I hope you all have had an excellent beginning to spring, or I don't know what season it is on the other hemisphere. But yeah, thank you so much, and I hope you have an excellent one.